Welcome back to Real Estate New, and your former host for Real Estate. I don't know if y'all know this, but you know, Tom Brady, who's going to be quarterbacking today, the only reason he got to play is Bledsoe years back got hurt. So Brady got to go in, and now, you know, he's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And Claire's kind of hosting today, and you're doing such a good job. I hope I get to come back, but anyway, well, ladies, go ahead.
Scott Tucker, sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You just had to get one more football analogy in there before it was all said and done.
Did I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice. Go ahead, ladies.
But folks, this will be the last one for the year. Yay!
Okay, go ahead, ladies.
Anyway, before we were so rudely cut off, I asked you about Woodshake roofs. I know there are very few in town, but I knew there was an issue a couple years ago. Are they insurable? What do you do with those?
We do have one company that'll still take them.
Not but like a... A sub company? Oh yeah.
It's a good company to, you know, right off the top of my head, I can't remember which one it is, but we don't have many that will take them anymore because they, you know, they go up
in flames
pretty quick, like a match. They're very expensive to replace, and of course they're not replacing them with that product anymore. But when you do find one, and we do quote one, they are triple
than a composition.
Yes.
Wow.
Triple the price. That was my last experience with the last one that we quoted. And then I have people that ask about two layers. We have a couple of companies that'll take two layers, but it's not ideal either.
When they roof over an existing roof for hail damage instead of just taking it off and redecking.
Yes.
Overlay.
But yeah, so there's been a lot of exciting things going on in insurance and also in real estate. You know, real estate's picking back up quite a bit.
It really is. Oh my gosh,
it's going
I'm
great.
So excited.
Before we get off totally our insurance stuff, one thing I know we talked about before was bundling. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it didn't totally have to do with houses, but I want to brag on somebody that just helped us out on the bundling because we did that with you. You mm-hmm. know, you did our new house, and we took our cars. And first thing we did is Claire's new car. Couldn't be one of the old ones. Couldn't be one of the old ones. It has to be the new one. Boom, windshield. And it was such a little tiny ding. We couldn't find it, actually. I took it to the dealership, and I said, you know, there's a defect in this windshield. And she said, yeah, there's a ding because there's a little rock chip right here in the bottom of it. That doesn't be covered in your windshield policy. So I called Nationwide, and I talked to my little buddy down there, and he said, Scott, it's not covered. I said, you've got to be kidding. It's always covered. And he said, no, it hadn't been covered for a long, long time. But I did find something out. Nobody else covers it anymore either. It hadn't been covered with them for a long, long time either. So we took it to just a little trivia. I didn't know this. So this was news to me. State Farm, nobody. I don't really blame the insurance companies either. Because windshields are like $800, $900
now. Yeah, they used to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah. But unless you have nice, nice people. And at Angelo Auto Glass.
Angelo Auto
Glass. Randy over there.
He hooked us up.
He's a very nice man. He really is. I'm just telling him I got to brag on them. He said, we can do this and this. I'll see if I can find y'all a deal. And took care of us. They did a wonderful job. So a little trivia on insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, but you do a lot better price if you take a lot of stuff over at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. So just check your policies and see what all it has.
Right.
But make sure when you think, why didn't they have it? Well, when you check around, a lot of people are pretty comparable,
right,
apples to apples.
Right. You know, some people still, though, really and truly, it's probably the older folks that are just used to that feature and mm-hmm. they like it. So the way to get around that is to have a $50 comprehensive deductible. Are you paying more for your premium?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you have you're paying the first $50 instead of the first $500 if something happens to your windshield.
Well, good to know.
But also, like you said, you're also paying more, too.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
But we also learned, too. And in fact, because Claire knows a lot more about insurance than I do. And, of course, you helped us a lot, too, on explaining stuff. I think you need to sit down with your insurance person, which we did,
mm-hmm.
and pick out what you want to do.
Absolutely.
But the people that make a claim on every little thing they do, that backfires on them in the long run, too.
Sure.
So unless we have a major claim, we're not going to claim it. So my point is, why not have a high deductible? Because you're not going to claim it unless it's something major anyway. And pay less premium.
Exactly.
On everything.
Yeah, so, the higher the deductible, the less the premium.
So that was our philosophy. So and that's what we did. That's all I'm just kind of say the whole thing. But when you bundle, what else is it besides cars do you bundle?
Well, we also give discounts for if your home and your auto, obviously, and then if your life insurance, and we'll give a pretty good discount if you put at a boat or a RV or a motorcycle. You know, everything that you bundle together, the more you bundle, the better the.
And do you do renter's insurance?
Yes, absolutely.
So for those renters, it's actually cheaper, mm-hmm. instead of just paying just for your auto. You get a discount when you get your renters. It actually goes down, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny with that, Claire, is that a lot of times people will get their renter's insurance is so inexpensive.
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's like $15 to $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bundle those two with your auto, sometimes your renter's insurance ends up being free.
That's what I said. Yeah, I mean, it's almost a wash. And then it actually covers stuff that's personal stuff that's in your vehicle should it be broken into, doesn't it?
Yes.
Up to a certain percent.
Right. Well, less your deductible.
Yeah.
Everything's less your deductible.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just a no-brainer. And I think too many kiddos don't realize that. Because the college kiddos.
You know, just taught me something.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. If your vehicle is broken into and personal items are stolen, the personal items that are stolen from your vehicle is covered off of from your homeowners
or your renters.
Yeah, or your renters.
Yeah,
personal property.
Just a little info.
Like in the Austin area, the students that when they rent it like an apartment, in the lease it says they have to have renters insurance.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
You like here in Gerald San Angelo?
No,
I've not seen one entity put that in their
you notices. Know why they do that probably in Austin college
yes, to cover their
and
own.
here's what they the main thing that they want them to have is liability. They don't really, you know, they I mean I'm sure they care, but it's probably not so much the property, personal property that they have inside their dorm or their apartment or whatever, but you know college kids are notorious for partying. And so they will have other folks in their home, and you know, if something happens to them, that way the apartment complex doesn't get sued.
Maybe like a trip and fall?
an accident of tripping and falling. Or accidentally your head going into a wall or something like that.
Sheetrock damage.
Yeah, sheetrock damage.
Yeah, I kept telling, when I was at UT, I kept telling my parents, I said, well, I'm going to the library. My sister kind of ruined that for me when she finally said, Dad, you know, there's a bar at UT called the library.
That explains a lot.
I know. So, girls, I got to brag on you. Y'all did a wonderful job. Did a lot of good information.
Thank you. Well, Liz made it easy.
Yeah, wow. Claire made it easy.
It was the blonde show.
It was the blonde show. There you go.
That's right.
Would that be the BS
show?
The blonde show. That was the nice way of putting it.
Really, really good job.
Thank you.
And very little football was talked about.
Oh, you whatever. You talked enough about it.
Give me a prediction yet.
What's your prediction?
I still think the Patriots are going to win again.
What?
The Patriots are going to win again.
So did y'all do a football pool?
Oh, heck yeah.
Three of them.
Folks, hey, we appreciate you listening again.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
And I hope everybody enjoys the Super Bowl today. And I hope everybody has a safe and a great Sunday. We'll catch you next week.